I'm Helen Brown and I am a service wife. I've also just recently left the Navy after doing 22 years. Our first attendance, we had 35 ladies and we've now got 45 members and it's growing. Every week we're probably getting one or two more.
Susanna Turner and I live in Helston. I've sung in the shower and I've always been interested in singing, but I've never had a chance to sing with a choir, so when I heard about it I was really interested. Well, I didn't know what my range was until I came. I just sort of realised over the past few weeks that I'm a soprano, so I've just been kind of doing the harmonies and singing high, which I didn't think I could do, so that's been really good.
Again, everybody wants to go to this corner. Come on, let's get it all set up nice and neat.
Hi, I'm Paul McGann and I'm the MD with the Helston Wives Choir. I would ask any bloke out there to stand in front of 30 ladies and instantaneously say, right, I want you all to pay attention to me. That in itself is like, okay. But you know what? They do.
The day's gone. It's your time now, right? Big breath in.
I'm Catherine Lane and I'm part of the Called Roses. Obviously, we've all seen the Military Wives Choir formed originally for the TV series. I was one of those people that watched that. And as soon as I heard about this choir forming, I thought, I'm not going to miss this opportunity. And I've grasped it with both hands and I'm really excited to be part of it.
Two, three, and...
My name is Joanne Upton and my husband is in the military. I've met so many more of my neighbours and my local community through doing this. You can meet people when you move down here. A lot of your family live overseas or up country, and you meet people going to baby groups, for example, or going to yoga classes or things along those sorts of lines. But this, you actually get to talk to them, and you've all got that common interest as well that isn't always... It's more about yourself rather than just your family. And I've met so many more people in the past couple of weeks than I did in the previous 4 years.
To coming from military wives, you know, housewives and, you know, various other jobs that they do, to standing up there and showing that, well, showing the world, let's put it that, as far as that, showing the world that, A, they are who they are, they're not the hidden few, and I mean, a lot of the guys in the military can't go into the scenarios that they're in now without the home backing, and this is the home backing, and this is the home backing saying not only are we here, but here's what we can do as well to help you even more.
You don't need to worry too much about your voice. It's just putting in that effort and having that enthusiasm to come along, really. That's all you need. You don't need to have a fantastic voice. You just need to want to have a good time, really, singing, and that's it.